Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, come on in. Come on in. The water's warm. Welcome to another Bible in 90 days. We've done this now 56 times. We're on day number 56. Praise the Lord. Oh, I should probably start recording. Let me say it again. We're on day number 56 of our Bible in 90 days. So grateful that you guys are here joining the journey. We are in the book of Jeremiah. Somebody's always in here. I forgot your name or who it is that says it, saying how much percentage we're done. So if you're in here, let me know what percentage we are. Yeah, my mom couldn't make it today. She had something she had to do. So let me know what, someone's like, oh, I wish it was your mom. Let me know what percentage we are done with the Bible. I forgot who always says the percentage, but how far are we? How far are we? The water's warm. Yeah, come on in. The water's warm. Let's do this. Here we go. All right. Load up in the chat. Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, 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 Cindy, Cynthia, Carol, Merritt, Bryant, Nora. Whoever that is, percentage person, let us know how far we are, what percentage. But we're getting there. We still have a long way to go, but we're on day number 56 in the book of Jeremiah. I'll try not to be distracted with the chat, although I do like reading the chat so you can see my eyes wandering all the time. But anyway, let's do it. We're using the YouVersion/Life Church Bible app, Bible in 90 days if you want to follow along. Almost 50%? I thought we were more. Wait, we have to be more than 50%. We have to be more because we're past, right? We have to be more. 61% done the last time. We have to be more than 50 because we're on day 56 and there's only 90 days. So, all right, anyway, you asked for bigger font. Ask and you shall receive. There you go. There's a little bit bigger. Is that better? I could do bigger font. I'll just have to scroll more, but it's no big deal if that's easier for you. 62%. Praise the Lord. I don't care about the percentage. I just don't want it to end. I like this as well. I'm going to have a void in my life. Maybe we'll do it again after summertime, because summertime's busy. 62%. Okay, here we go, here we go. I'm already distracted. I made the font bigger for whoever that was that asked for it to be bigger. Hopefully that's helpful and looks good to you. Okay, here we go. Anyway, the Lord gave, so chapter 11, Judah breaks covenant. And this is like just constant rebuke, the whole book of Jeremiah, pretty much. Pretty much the whole book's going to be the Lord rebuking his people. All right. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, remind the people of Judah and Jerusalem about the terms of my covenant with him. Say to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. Cursed is anyone who does not obey the terms of my covenant. For I said to your ancestors when I brought them out of the iron smelting furnace of Egypt, if you obey me and do whatever I command you, then you'll be my people and I'll be your God. I said this so I can keep my promise to your ancestors to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, the land you live in today. Then I replied, amen, Lord, may it be so. Then the Lord said, broadcast this message in the streets of Jerusalem. Go from town to town throughout the land and say, remember the ancient covenant and do everything it requires. For I solemnly warned your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt, obey me. I've repeated this warning over and over to this day. But your ancestors, here's the theme, guys. Welcome, Sue Ann. But your ancestors did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they stubbornly followed their own evil desires. And because they refused to obey, I brought them all these curses described in the covenant. Again, the Lord spoke to me and said, I discovered a conspiracy against me among the people of Judah and Jerusalem. They've returned to the sins of their ancestors. They've refused to listen to me and are worshiping other gods. Israel and Judah have both broken covenant I made with their ancestors. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I'm going to bring calamity upon them and they'll not escape. Though they beg for mercy, I will not listen to their cries. Then the people of Judah and Jerusalem will pray to their idols and burn incense before them. But the idols will not save them when disaster strikes. Look now, people of Judah, you have as many gods as you have towns. You have so many altars of shame. You have as many altars of shame, altars for burning incense to your god Baal, as there are streets in Jerusalem. Pray no more for these people, Jeremiah. This is like the Lord continuing to tell Jeremiah. Oh, Mama Goodwin, that's who it always is. We're at 63% after today. Got it. Thank you, Goodwin. The Lord keeps saying, don't pray for them, Jeremiah. Pray no more for these people. Do not weep or pray for them, for I will not listen when they cry out to me in distress. How far do you get when the Lord says, don't even pray for that person anymore because they're just rebellious and they don't listen to me? Some of you think God is soft. What right do my beloved people have to come to my temple when they've done so many immoral things? Can their vows and sacrifices prevent their destruction? They actually rejoice in doing evil. I, the Lord, once called them a thriving olive tree, beautiful to see and full of good fruit. But now I've sent the fury of their enemies to burn them with fire, leaving them charred and broken. I, the Lord of heaven armies, planted this olive tree, have ordered it destroyed. For the people of Israel and Judah have done evil, arousing my anger and burning incense to Baal. Then the Lord told me about the plot of my enemies were making against me. I was like a lamb being led to the slaughter. I had no idea that they were planning to kill me. Let's destroy this man and all his words, they said. Let's cut him down so his name will be forgotten forever. O Lord of heaven's armies, you make righteous judgments and you examine the deepest thoughts and secrets. Let me see your vengeance against them, for I've committed my cause to you. This is what the Lord says about the men of Anathoth who wanted me dead. They had said, we will kill you if you don't stop prophesying in the Lord's name. So this is what the Lord of heaven's army says about them. I will punish them. Their young men will die in battle and their boys and girls will starve to death. Not one of these plotters from Anathoth will survive, for I'll bring disaster upon them when the time of their punishment comes. Chapter 12, Jeremiah questions the Lord's justice. Lord, you always give me justice when I bring a case before you. So let me bring you this complaint. Why are the wicked so prosperous? Why are evil people so happy? You've planted them and they've taken root and prospered. Your name is on their lips, but you're far from their heart. Sounds like all the celebrities. We love God. And they're just full of debauchery and evil. Your name is on their lips, but their hearts are far from you. You see me and test my thoughts. Drag these people away like sheep to be butchered. Set them aside to be slaughtered. How long must this land mourn? Even the grass in the fields has withered. The wild animals and birds have disappeared because of all the evil in the land. For the people have said, the Lord doesn't see what's ahead for us. If racing against mere men makes you tired, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, we're back. We reconnected. That's never happened before, but we reconnected. Are you guys there? Hello. My internet completely went out and it said reconnecting and it's never reconnected and it just did. Oh no, it's out again. It's lag. Okay, I'm going to wait a minute. Come on, internet. Let me do something. Hold on. Let me try to change the bitrate. Give me a second. Please don't cut out. Don't do it. Don't ruin our stream. I'm going to change the bitrate. I'm going to lower it. Maybe that'll help. We're good. Okay, we're here. All right. That's never happened. So praise the Lord. Usually when it disconnects, it never reconnects, but it said reconnecting and it worked. All right, here we go. Help us, Lord. I've abandoned my people, my special possession. I've surrendered my dearest ones to their enemies. My chosen people have roared at me like a lion of the forest, so I treated them with contempt. My chosen people act like speckled vultures, but they themselves are surrounded by vultures. Bring on the wild animals to pick their corpses clean. Many rulers have raged my vineyard, trampling down the vines and turning all its beauty into a barren wilderness. Are we still live on Facebook, by the way? I don't even know, because I don't see Facebook here. They've made it an empty wasteland. I hear it mournful cry, and no one even cares. On all the bare hilltops, destroying armies can be seen. The sword of the Lord devours people. From one end of the nation to the other, no one will escape. My people have planted wheat, but are harvesting thorns. They've worn themselves out, but it has done them no good. You're lagging? Yeah, just refresh if I'm lagging. Internet cut out. They harvest a crop of shame because of their fierce anger of the Lord. Now this is what the Lord says, I will uproot their land, all the evil nations reaching out for the possession I gave my people Israel, and I'll uproot Judah from among them. But afterwards I'll return and have compassion on all of them. I'll bring them home to their own land again, each to its own possession. And if these nations truly learn the ways of my people, and if they learn to swear by my name, saying, as surely as the Lord lives, just as they taught my people to swear by the name of Baal, then they'll be given a place among my people. This internet, guys, pray for my internet. Or my connection. I don't know what's going on. It's not my internet provider. It's like the connection to the server on the live streaming thing. Ugh. But any nation who refuses to obey me will be uprooted and destroyed. I, the Lord, have spoken. Chapter 13. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy linen loincloth and put it on, but do not wash it. So I bought the loincloth as the Lord directed and I put it on. And the Lord gave me another message. Take the linen loincloth you're wearing and go to the Euphrates River and hide it there in a hole in the rock. And some of you think what God's told you to do is weird. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord had instructed me. A long time afterward, the Lord said, go back to the Euphrates and get the loincloth I told you to hide there. So I went to the Euphrates and dug it up at the hole where I had hidden it, but now it was rotting and falling apart. The loincloth was good for nothing. Then I received this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. This shows how I will rot away the pride of Judah and Jerusalem. These wicked people refuse to listen to me. They stubbornly follow their own desires and worship other gods. Therefore, they will become like this loincloth, good for nothing. As a loincloth clings to a man's waist, so I created Judah and Israel to cling to me, says the Lord. They are to be my people, my pride, my glory, and honor to my name, but they would not listen to me. So tell them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. May all of your jars be filled with wine. And they'll reply, of course, jars are made to be filled with wine. Then tell them, no, this is what the Lord means. I will fill everyone in the land with drunkenness, from the king sitting on David's throne to the priests and the prophets, right down to the common people of Jerusalem. I will smash them against each other, even parents against children, says the Lord. I will not let my pity or mercy or compassion keep me from destroying them. Listen and pay attention. Do not be arrogant, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before it's too late. Acknowledge him before he brings darkness upon you, causing you to stumble and fall in the darkening mountains. For then when you look for light, you'll find only terrible darkness and gloom. And if you still refuse to listen, I will weep alone because of your pride. My eyes will overflow with tears because the Lord's flock will be led away into exile. Say to the king and his mother, come down from your thrones and sit in the dust, for your glorious crowns will soon be snatched from your heads. The towns of the Negev will close their gates and no one will be able to open them. The people of Judah will be taken away as captives. All will be carried into exile. Open up your eyes and see the armies marching down from the north. Where is your flock, your beautiful flock that he gave you to care for? What will you say when the Lord takes allies you've cultivated and appoints them as your rulers? Pagans of anguish will grip you, like those of women in labor. You may ask yourselves, why is all this happening to me? It is because of your many sins. That is why you've been stripped and raped by invading armies. Can an Ethiopian change the color of her skin, of his skin? Can a leper take away its spots? Neither can you start doing good, for you've always done evil. I will scatter you like chaff that is blown away by the desert winds. This is your allotment, the portion I've assigned to you, says the Lord. For you've forgotten me, putting trust in false gods. I myself will strip you and expose you to shame. I've seen your adultery and lust and your disgust idol worship in the lands and on the hills. What sorrow awaits you, Jerusalem? How long before you are pure? The Lord's not playing. Chapter 14. This message, I always forget to read the subtitle, I'm sorry. Judah's terrible drought. This message came to Jeremiah from the Lord, explaining why he was holding back the rain. Judah wilts. Commerce at the city gates grinds to a halt. All the people sit on the ground in mourning, and a great city rises from Jerusalem. The nobles send away servants to get water, but all the wells are dry. The servants return with empty pitchers, confused and desperate, covering their heads in grief. The ground is parched and cracked for lack of rain. The farmers are deeply troubled. They too cover their heads. Even the doe abandons her newborn fawn because there's no grass in the field. The wild donkeys stand on the bare hills, panting like thirsty jackals. They strain their eyes looking for grass, but there's none to be found. The people say, our wickedness has caught up with us, Lord, but help us for the sake of your own reputation. We've turned away from you and sinned again and again. O hope of Israel, our Savior in time of trouble, why are you like a stranger to us? Why are you like a traveler passing, through the land, stopping only for the night? Are you also confused? Is our champion helpless to save us? You are right here among us, Lord. We are known as your people. Please don't abandon us now. So this is what the Lord says to his people. You love to wander far from me and do not restrain yourselves. Therefore, I will no longer accept you as my people. Now I will remember all your wickedness and will punish you for your sins. Then the Lord said to me, do not pray for these people anymore. When they fast, I will pay no attention. When they present their burnt offerings and grain offerings to me, I will not accept. Instead, I will devour them with war, famine, and disease. Then I said, O sovereign Lord, their prophets are telling them all is well. No war or famine will come. The Lord will surely send you peace. Then the Lord said, these prophets are telling lies in my name. I did not send them or tell them to speak. I did not give them any messages. They prophesy of visions and revelations they've never seen or heard. They speak foolishness made up in their own lying hearts. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will punish these lying prophets, for they've spoken in my name, even though I never sent them. They say that no war or famine will come, but they themselves die by war and famine. As for the people to whom they prophesy, their bodies will be thrown in the streets of Jerusalem, victims of famine and war. There will be no one left to bury them. Husbands, wives, sons, and daughters, all will be gone, for I will pour out their own wickedness on them. Now, Jeremiah, say this to them. Night and day, my eyes overflow with tears. I cannot stop weeping. For my virgin daughters, my precious people, have been struck down and lie mortally wounded. If I go out in the fields, I see the bodies slaughtered by the enemy. If I walk the city streets, I see the people who have died of starvation. The prophets and priests continue their work, but they don't know what they're doing. Lord, have you completely rejected Judah? Do you really hate Jerusalem? Why have you wounded us past all hope of healing? We hope for peace, but no peace came. We hope for a time of healing, but found only terror. Lord, we confess our wickedness and that all our and that of our ancestors too. We have all sinned against you. For the sake of your reputation, Lord, do not abandon us. Do not disgrace your own glorious throne. Please remember us and don't break your covenant with us. Can any of the worthless foreign gods send us rain? Does it fall from the sky by itself? No, you are the one, O Lord, our God. Only you can do such things, so that we will wait for you to help us. Did it kick everybody out? We just lost like 200 people. All right. Chapter 15, Judah's inevitable doom. Then the Lord said to me, oh, the internet's going out again. Why is it doing that? Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me pleading for these people, I wouldn't help them. Away with them. Get them out of my sight. Is anybody on Facebook? I think Facebook's disconnected a long time ago. Let me check. Either that or there's like three people watching. Let's see. Hold on. Are we still on Facebook? Yes, we are. There's still a remnant on Facebook. All right, we're still live. And they say to you, but where can we go? Tell them this is what the Lord says. Those who are destined for death to death, those who are destined for war to war, those who are destined for famine to famine, and those who are destined to for captivity to captivity. I will send four kinds of destroyers against them, says the Lord. I will send the sword to kill, the dogs to drag away, the vultures to devour, and the wild animals to finish what is left. Because of the wicked things Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem, I will make my people an object of horror to the kingdoms of the earth. Who will feel sorry for you, Jerusalem? Who will weep for you? Who will even bother to ask who you are? You've abandoned me and turned your back on me, says the Lord. Therefore, I will raise my fist to destroy you. I'm tired of always giving you another chance. I will winnow you like grain at the gates of your city and take away the children you hold dear. I'll destroy my people because they refuse to change their evil ways. There will be more widows and the grains of the sand on the seashore. At noontime, I'll bring a destroyer against the mothers of the young men. I will cause anguish and terror to come upon them suddenly. The mother of seven grows faint and gasps for breath. Her son has gone down while it's still day. She sits childless now, disgraced and humiliated. And I will hand over those who are left to be killed by the enemy. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then I said, what sorrow is mine, my mother? Oh, that I died at birth. I'm hated everywhere I go. I'm neither a lender who threatens to foreclose nor a borrower who refuses to pay, but they all curse me. The Lord replied, I will take care of you, Jeremiah. Your enemies will ask you to plead on their behalf in times of trouble and distress. Can a man break a bar of iron from the north or a bar of bronze? At no cost to them, I will hand over your wealth and treasures as plunder to your enemies. For sin runs rampant in your land. I will tell your enemies to take you captive as a foreign land, for my anger blazes like a fire that will burn forever. Then I said, Lord, you know what's happening to me. Please step in and help me. Punish my persecutors. Please give me time. Don't let me die young. It's for your sake that I'm suffering. When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They're my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name. O Lord God of heaven's armies, I never joined the people in their merry feasts. I sat alone because your hand was on me. I was filled with indignation at their sins. Why does my suffering continue? Why is my wound so incurable? Your help seems uncertain as a seasonal brook, like a spring that has gone dry. This is how the Lord responds. All right, Judy, thank you for letting me know. Facebook's here. Okay, cool. Thank you, guys. If you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. If you speak good words rather than worthless ones, you'll be my spokesman. You must influence them. Do not let them influence you. They will fight against you like an attacking army, but I'll make you as secure as a fortified wall of bronze. They will not conquer you, for I'm with you to protect and rescue you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Yes, I will certainly keep you safe from these wicked men. I will rescue you from their cruel hands. Jeremiah forbidden to marry. Chapter 16. The Lord gave me another message. He said, do not get married or have children in this place. This is what the Lord says about children born here in the city and about their mothers and fathers. They will die from terrible diseases. No one will mourn for them or bury them, and they'll lie scattered on the ground like manure. They will die from war and famine, and their bodies will be food for vultures and wild animals. This is what the Lord says. Do not go to funerals to mourn and show sympathy for these people. All right, I'm going to start reading all the titles above these, okay? I apologize. I don't know why I always skip them. It's just a terrible habit. I'm going to start reading them. All right, let me do it here. Judah's coming punishment. Is that good? All right. This is what the Lord says. Do not go to funerals to mourn and show sympathy for these people, for I've removed my protection and peace from them. I've taken away my unfailing love and mercy. Both the great and the lowly will die in this land. No one will bury them or mourn for them. Their friends will not cut themselves in sorrow or shave their heads in sadness. No one will offer a meal to comfort those who mourn for the dead, not even to the death of a mother or father. No one will send a cup of wine to console them. And do not go to their feasts and parties. Do not eat and drink with them at all. For this is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. In your own lifetime, before your very eyes, I will put an end to the happy singing and laughter in this land. The joyful voices of bridegrooms and brides will no longer be heard. When you tell people all these things, they'll ask, why has the Lord decreed such terrible things against us? What have we done to deserve such treatment? What is our sin against the Lord our God? Then you'll give them the Lord's reply. It is because your ancestors were unfaithful to me. They worshiped other gods and served them. They abandoned me and did not obey my word. And you're even worse than your ancestors. You stubbornly follow your own evil desires and refuse to listen to me. So I will throw you out of this land and send you into a foreign land where you and your ancestors have never been. There you can worship idols day and night, and I'll grant you no favors. Hope despite the disaster. But the time is coming, says the Lord, when people who are taking an oath will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. Instead, they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the people of Israel back to their land from the land of the north and from the countries to which he exiled them, for I'll bring them back to this land that I gave to their ancestors. But now I'm sending many fishermen who will catch them, says the Lord. I'm sending for hunters who will hunt them down in the mountains, hills, and caves. I'm watching them closely, and I see every sin. They cannot hope to hide from me. I will double their punishment for all their sins because they've defiled my land with lifeless images of their detestable gods and have filled my territory with their evil deeds. Lord, you are my strength. Jeremiah, see, I almost skipped it. So used to skipping it. Jeremiah's prayer of confidence. Lord, you are my strength and fortress, my refuge in the days of trouble. Nation from around the world will come to you and say, our ancestors left us as a foolish heritage, for they worshipped worthless idols. Can people make their own gods? These are not real gods at all. The Lord says, now I will show them my power. Now I will show them my might. At last they know and understand that I am the Lord. All right, chapter 17, Judah's sin and punishment. The sin of Judah is inscribed with an iron chisel, engraved with a diamond point on their stony hearts and on the corners of their altars. Even their children go to worship at their pagan altars and Asherah poles beneath every green tree and on every high hill. So I'll hand over my holy mountain, along with your wealth and treasures and your pagan shrines, as plunder to your enemies. For sin runs rampant in your land. The wonderful possession I've reserved for you will slip from your hands. I will tell your enemies to take you as captives to a foreign land, for my anger blazes like fire that will burn forever. Wisdom from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength, and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They're like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They live in barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all the hearts and examine secret motives. I gave all the people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Like a partridge that hatches eggs, she has not laid. So there are those who get their wealth by unjust means. At midlife, they lose their riches. In the end, they'll become poor old fools. But we worship at your throne, eternal, high, and glorious. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who turn away from you will be disgraced. They'll be buried in the dust of the earth, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. O Lord, if you heal me, you'll be truly healed. If you save me, I'll be truly healed. I will be truly healed and saved. My praises are for you alone. People scoff at me and say, what is this message from the Lord you talk about? Why don't your predictions come true? Lord, I have not abandoned my job as a shepherd for your people. I've not urged you to send disaster. You've heard everything I've said. Lord, don't terrorize me. You alone are my hope in the day of disaster. Bring shame and dismay on all who persecute me, but don't let me experience shame and dismay. Bring a day of terror on them. Yes, bring double destruction upon them. Observing the Sabbath. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand in the gates of Jerusalem, first in the gate where the kings go in and out, and then in each of the other gates. Say this to all the people. Listen to this message from the Lord, you kings of Judah and all you people of Judah and everyone lives in Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. Listen to my warning. Stop carrying on your trade at Jerusalem's gates on the Sabbath day. Do not do your work on the Sabbath, but make it a holy day. I gave this command to your ancestors. They did not listen or obey. They stubbornly refused to pay attention or accept my discipline. But if you obey me, says the Lord, and do not carry on your trade at the gates or work on the Sabbath day, and if you keep it holy, then kings of their officials will go in and out of these gates forever. There will always be a descendant of David sitting on the throne here in Jerusalem. Kings and their officials will always ride in and out among the people of Judah in chariots and on horses, and the city will remain forever. And from all around Jerusalem, from the towns of Judah and Benjamin, from the western foothills and the hill country and the Negev, the people will come with their burnt offerings and sacrifices. They'll bring their grain offerings, frankincense, and thanksgiving offerings to the Lord's temple. But if you do not listen to me and refuse to keep the Sabbath holy, and if you on the Sabbath day bring loads of merchandise through the gates of Jerusalem just as the other days, then I will set fire to these gates. The fire will spread to the palaces, and no one will be able to put out the roaring flames. Chapter 18, The Potter and the Clay. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, go down to the potter's shop and I'll speak to you there. So I did what he told me and found the potter working at his will. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped, so he crushed it in a lump of clay and started over. Then the Lord gave me this message. O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to this clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand. If I announce that a certain nation or kingdom can be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, but then the nation renounces its evil ways, I will not destroy it as I planned. And if I announce that I will plant and build up a certain nation or kingdom, but then the nation turns to evil and refuses to obey, I will not bless it as I said I would. Therefore, Jeremiah, go and warn all of Judah and Jerusalem. Say this to them. This is what the Lord says. I'm planning disaster for you instead of good. So turn from your evil ways, each of you, and do what is right. But the people replied, don't waste your breath. We'll continue to live as we want, stubbornly following our own evil desires. So this is what the Lord says. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing, even among the pagan nations? My virgin daughter Israel has done something terrible. Does the snow ever disappear from the mountaintops of Lebanon? Do the cold streams flowing from those distant mountains ever run dry? But my people are not so reliable, for they've deserted me. They burn incense to worthless idols. They've stumbled off the ancient highways and walk in muddy paths. Therefore, their land will become desolate, a monument to their stupidity. All who pass will be astonished and will shake their heads in amazement. I will scatter my people before their enemies as the east wind scatters dust. And in all their trouble, I will turn back on them and refuse to notice their distress. And then the people said, come on, let's plot a way to stop Jeremiah. We have plenty of priests and wise men. Okay, I did it again. I'm just so used to skipping it. A plot against Jeremiah. We don't need him to teach the word and give us advice and prophecies. Let's spread rumors about him and ignore what he says. Lord, hear me and help me. Listen to what my enemies are saying. Should they repay evil for good? They've dug a pit to kill me, though I pleaded for them and I tried to protect them from your anger. So let their children starve. Let them die by the sword. Let their wives become childless widows. Let their old men die in a plague, and let their young men be killed in battle. Let screaming be heard from their homes as warriors come suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit for me and have hidden traps along my path. Lord, you know all about their murderous plots against me. Don't forgive their crimes and blot out their sins. Let them die before you. Deal with them in your anger. Chapter 19. Jeremiah's scattered. Wait, let me say it again. Chapter 19. Jeremiah's shattered jar. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy a clay jar, and then ask some of the leaders and the priests to follow you. Go through the gate of broken pots to the garbage dump in the valley of Ben-Hinnom and give this message. Say to them, listen to this message from the Lord, you kings of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. I'll bring a terrible disaster on this place, and the ears of those who hear it will ring. For Israel has forsaken me and turned this valley into a place of wickedness. The people burn incense to foreign gods, idols never before acknowledged by this generation, by their ancestors or by the kings of Judah, and they filled this place with blood of innocent children. They built pagan shrines to Baal, and they burned their sons as sacrifices to Baal. I've never commanded such a horrible deed. I've never even crossed my mind to command such a thing. So beware, for the time is coming, says the Lord, when this garbage dump will no longer be called Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. For I'll upset the careful plans of Judah and Jerusalem. I will allow the people to be slaughtered by invading armies, and I'll leave their dead bodies as food for vultures and wild animals. I will reduce Jerusalem to ruins, making it a monument to their stupidity. All who pass by will be astonished and gasp at the destruction they see. I will see to it that their enemies lay siege to the city until all the food is gone. Then those trapped inside will eat their own sons and daughters and friends. They'll be driven to utter despair. And as these men watch you, Jeremiah, smash the jar you bought. Then say to them, this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. As this jar lies shattered, so will I shatter the people of Jerusalem and Jerusalem beyond all the hope of repair. They'll bury the bodies here in Topheth, the garbage dump, until there's no more room for them. This is what I will do to this place and its people, says the Lord. I will cause the city to become defiled like Topheth. Yes, all the house in Jerusalem, including the place of Judah's kings, will become like Topheth. All the houses where you burn incense on the rooftops to your star gods and where liquid offerings were poured out for your idols. Then Jeremiah returned from Topheth, the garbage dump, where he had delivered this message and stopped in front of the temple of the Lord. He said to the people there, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. I'll bring disaster upon the city and its surrounding towns, as I promise, because you stubbornly refuse to listen to me. Chapter 20, Jeremiah and Pashur. Now Pashur, son of Immer, the priest in charge of the temple of the Lord, heard what Jeremiah was prophesying. So he arrested Jeremiah the prophet and had him whipped and put in stocks at the Benjamin gate of the Lord's temple. The next day when Pashur finally released him, Jeremiah said, Pashur, the Lord has changed your name. From now on, you're to be called the man who lives in terror. For this is what the Lord says. I will send terror upon you and all your friends, and you'll watch as they are slaughtered by the swords of the enemy. I will hand the people of Judah over to the king of Babylon, and he'll take them captive to Babylon or run them through with the sword. I'll let your enemies plunder Jerusalem. All the famed treasures of the city and the precious jewels and the gold and silver of the kings will be carried off to Babylon. As for you, Pashur, you and all your household will go as captives to Babylon. There you will die and be buried, and all your friends whom you prophesied that everything would be all right. All your friends to whom you prophesied that everything would be all right. Oh, you don't want to be that guy. Jeremiah's complaint. Oh, Lord, you misled me, and I allowed myself to be misled. You're stronger than I am, and you overpowered me. Now I'm mocked every day, and everyone laughs at me. When I speak the words, burst out violence and destruction. I shout. Okay, let me read that again. When I speak, the words burst out. Violence and destruction. I shout. So these messages from... So Jeremiah was shouting. I kind of feel like you, Jeremiah. Lord, every time I speak, it's always judgment and conviction. So these messages from the Lord have made me a household joke. But if I say I'll never mention the Lord or speak of his name, his words burden my heart like a fire. It's like a fire in my bones. I'm worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it. I've heard the many rumors about me. They call me the man who lives in terror. They threaten, if you say anything, he'll report you. Even my old friends are watching me, waiting for a fatal slip. He'll trap himself, they say, and then we'll go out. We will get our revenge on him. So Jeremiah, everything he's preaching is like conviction, judgment, repentance, calling people back to the Lord. And Jeremiah's like, I'm tired of always preaching hard messages. Like, give me something nice. Give me a Joel Osteen sermon. And I can totally sympathize with this here. But the Lord stands by. So he's complaining to the Lord. Every time I open my mouth, it's just destruction and judgment and doom. But then he changes his tone. Who's texting me? Oh, cool. But the Lord stands beside me like a great warrior. Before him, my persecutors will stumble. They cannot defeat me. Though they will fail and thoroughly be humiliated, their dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of heaven's armies, your test... It's an appliance repair. We have to repair a freezer. They're calling me right now. O Lord of heaven's armies, you test those who are righteous and you examine the deepest thoughts and secrets. Let me see your vengeance against them, for I've committed my cause to you. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. For though I was poor and needy, he rescued me from my oppressors. Yet I curse the day I was born. May no one celebrate the day of my birth. I curse the messenger who told my father, good news, you have a son. Let him be destroyed like the cities of old, and the Lord overthrew without mercy. Terrify him all day long with battle shouts because he did not kill me at birth. Oh, that I died in my mother's womb, that her body had been my grave. Why was I ever born? My entire life has been filled with trouble, sorrow, and shame. So Jeremiah is really getting down on himself and mad here. All right, chapter 21, no deliverance from Babylon. The Lord spoke, hold on, let me just check this text real quick, guys, because this appliance person is calling me and I just got a text from them. All right, let's see. Okay, cool. Okay, cool, I'll call them back. All right, chapter 21, no deliverance from Babylon. The Lord spoke through Jeremiah when King Zedekiah sent Pashur, son of Malkijah, and Zephaniah, son of Messiah, the priest, to speak with them. They begged Jeremiah, please speak to the Lord and ask him to help us. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon is attacking Judah. Perhaps the Lord will be gracious and do a mighty miracle as he's done in the past. Perhaps he'll force Nebuchadnezzar to withdraw his armies. Jeremiah replied, go back to King Zedekiah and tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I will make your weapons useless against the king of Babylon and the Babylonians, who are outside your walls attacking you. In fact, I'll bring your enemies right into the heart of the city. I myself, this is the Lord talking to his people, by the way. I myself, there we go, verse 5, will fight against you with a strong hand and a powerful arm, for I'm very angry. You've made me furious. I will send a terrible plague upon this city, and both people and animals will die. And after all that, says the Lord, I will hand over King Zedekiah, his staff, and everyone else in the city who survives the disease, war, and famine. I will hand them over to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and to their own enemies. He will slaughter them and show them no mercy, pity, or compassion. Tell all the people, this is what the Lord says. Take your choice, life or death. Everyone who stays in Jerusalem will die from war, famine, or disease, but those who go out and surrender to the Babylonians will live, and their reward will be life. For I've decided to bring disaster and not do good upon the city, says the Lord. It'll be handed over to the king of Babylon, and he'll reduce it to ashes. Judgment on Judah's kings. Say to the royal family of Judah, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says to the dynasty of David. Give justice each morning to the people you judge. Help those who have been robbed and rescue them from their oppressors. Otherwise, my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire because of all your sins. I will personally fight against the people in Jerusalem, that mighty fortress, the people who boast, no one can touch us here, no one can break in here. I myself will punish you for your sinfulness, says the Lord. I will light a fire in the forest that will burn up everything around you. Chapter 22, a message for Judah's kings. This is what the Lord said to me. Go over and speak directly to the king of Judah. Say to him, listen to this message from the Lord, you king of Judah, sitting on David's throne. Let your attendants and your people listen too. This is what the Lord says. Be fair-minded and just. Do what is right. Help those who have been robbed. Rescue them from their oppressors. Quit your evil deeds and do not mistreat foreigners or orphans and widows and stop murdering the innocent. If you obey me, there will always be a descendant of David sitting on the throne here in Jerusalem. The king will ride through the palace gates in chariots on horses with his parade of attendants and subjects. But if you refuse to pay attention to this warning, I swear by my own name, says the Lord, that this place, hold on, they're texting me again. Oh, now they're saying it's on Tuesday. Okay. All right, I'll figure it out. But if you refuse to pay attention to this warning, I swear by my own name, says the Lord, that this place will become a pile of rubble. A message about the palace. Now, this is what the Lord says concerning Judah's royal palace. I love you as much as fruitful Gilead and the green forest of Lebanon, but I will turn you into a desert with no one living within your walls. I will call for wreckers who will bring out their tools to dismantle you. They will tear out all your fine cedar beams and throw them on the fire. People from nations will pass the ruins of the city and say to one another, why did the Lord destroy such a great city? And the answer will be because they violated their covenant with the Lord God by worshiping other idols. A message about Jehoahaz. Do not weep for the dead king or mourn for his loss. Instead, weep for the captive king being led away, for he'll never return to see this native land again. For this is what the Lord says about Jehoahaz, who succeeded his father, King Josiah, and was taken away as a captive. He will never return. He will die in a distant land and will never again see his own country. A message about Jehoiakim. And the Lord says, what sorrow awaits Jehoiakim, who builds his palace with forced labor. He builds injustice into his walls, for he makes his neighbors work for nothing. He does not pay them for their labor. He says, I will build a magnificent palace with huge rooms and many windows. I will panel it throughout the fragrant cedar and paint it lovely red. But a beautiful cedar palace does not make a great king. Your father Josiah also had plenty to eat and drink, but he was just and right in all his dealings. This is why God blessed him. He gave justice to help the poor and needy, and everything went well for him. Is that what the Lord means? Is that what it means to know me, says the Lord? But you have eyes only for greed and dishonesty. You murder the innocent, oppress the poor, and reign ruthlessly. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, son of King Josiah. The people will not mourn for him, crying to one another, at last my brother, at last my sister. His subjects will not mourn for him, crying, alas, our master is dead. Alas, his splendor is gone. He'll be buried like a dead donkey, dragged out of Jerusalem and dumped outside the gates. Weep for your allies in Lebanon. Shout for them in Bashan. Search for them in the regions east of the river. See, they are all destroyed. No one is left to help you. I warned you when you were prosperous, but you replied, don't bother me. You've been that way since childhood. You simply will not obey me. And now the wind will blow away your allies. All your friends will be taken away as captives. All your friends will be, surely you will see the wickedness and be ashamed. It might be nice to live in a beautiful palace paneled with wood from the cedars of Lebanon, but soon you will groan with pangs of anguish, anguish like that of a woman in labor. Message of Jehoiachin. Jehoiachin. He must have had a nice chin. As surely as I live, says the Lord, I will abandon you, Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Even if you were the signet ring on my right hand, I would pull you off. I will hand you over to those who seek to kill you, those who you desperately fear, to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and the mighty Babylonian army. I will expel you and your mother from this land, and you'll die in a foreign country, not in your native land. You'll never again return to the land you yearn for. Why is this man Jehoiachin like a discarded broken jar? Why are you and his children to be exiled by a foreign land? O earth, 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 listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Let the record show that this man Jehoiachin was childless. He is a failure, for none of his children will succeed him on the throne of David to rule over Judah. I think we have like one more chapter, right? One more chapter here. We're getting there. All right, chapter, long one here. Chapter 23, the righteous descendant. What sorrow awaits the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to these shepherds. Instead of caring for my flock and leading them to safety, you've deserted them and driven them to destruction. Now I will pour out judgment on you for the evil you've done to them. But I will gather together the remnant of my flock from the countries where I've driven them. I will bring them back to their own sheepfold, and they'll be fruitful and increase in number. Then I'll appoint responsible shepherds who will care for them, and they'll never be afraid again. Not a single one will be lost or missing. I, the Lord, have spoken. For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I'll raise up a righteous descendant from King David's line. He'll be a king who rules with wisdom. He'll do what is right and just throughout the land, and this will be his name. The Lord is our righteousness. In that day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. In that day, says the Lord, when people are taking an oath, they will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. Instead, they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the people of Israel back to their own land from the land of the north and from the countries to which he had exiled them, then they will live in their own land. Judgment on false prophets. My heart is broken because of the false prophets, and my bones tremble. I stagger like a drunkard, like someone overcome by wine because of the holy words the Lord has spoken against them. For the land is full of adultery, and it lies under a curse. The land itself is in mourning, and wilderness pastures are dried up. For they all do evil and abuse what power they have. Even the priests and prophets are ungodly, wicked men. I've seen their despicable acts right here in my own temple, says the Lord. Therefore, the paths they take... Tongue twisted. Therefore, the path they take will become slippery. They will be chased through the dark, and there they will fall. For I'll bring disaster upon them at that time... At the time fixed for punishment, I, the Lord, have spoken. I saw the prophets of Samaria were terribly evil, for they prophesied in the name of Baal and led my people into sin. But now I see that the prophets of Jerusalem are even worse. They commit adultery and love dishonesty. They encourage those who are doing evil so that no one turns away from their sins. These prophets are wicked, as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah once were. Therefore, this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says concerning the prophets. I will feed them with bitterness and give them poison to drink, for it's because of Jerusalem's prophets that wickedness has filled this land. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says to his people. Do not listen to these prophets when they prophesy to you, filling you with futile hopes. They're making up everything they say. They do not speak for the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise my word, don't worry, the Lord says you'll have peace. And to those who stubbornly follow their own desires, they say, no harm will come your way. Have any of these prophets been in the Lord's presence to hear what he's really saying? Has any of them cared enough to listen? Look, the Lord's anger bursts out like a storm, a whirlwind that swirls down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not diminish until it has finished all he has planned. In the days to come, you'll understand all of this very clearly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they run around claiming to speak for me. I've given them no message, yet they go on prophesying. If they stood before me and listened to me, they would have spoken my words, and they would have turned my people from their evil ways and deeds. Am I God who is only close at hand, says the Lord? No, I'm far away at the same time. Can anyone hide from me in the secret place? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and earth, says the Lord? I've heard these prophets say, listen to the dream that I had from the Lord last night. And then they proceed to tell lies in my name. How long will this go on? If they are prophets, they are prophets of deceit, inventing everything they say. By telling these false dreams, they're trying to get my people to forget me, just as their ancestors did by worshiping the idols of Baal. And someone in the chat's the same as today. Yeah, there's a lot of them today as well. Let these false prophets tell their dreams, but let my true messengers faithfully proclaim my every word. There's a difference between straw and grain. Does not my word burn like fire, says the Lord? It is not like a mighty hammer that smashes a rock to pieces. Therefore, says the Lord, I'm against these prophets who steal messages from each other and claim they're from me. I'm against these smooth-tongued prophets who say, this prophecy is from the Lord. I'm against these false prophets. Their imaginary dreams are flagrant lies that lead my people into sin. I did not send or appoint them, and they have no message at all for my people. I, the Lord, have spoken. False prophecies and false prophets. Suppose one of the people or one of the prophets or priests ask you, what prophecy has the Lord burdened you with now? You must reply, you are the burden, the Lord says. He will abandon you. If any prophet or priest or anyone else says, I have a prophecy from the Lord, I will punish that person along with his entire family. You should keep asking each other, what is the Lord's answer or what is the Lord saying? But stop using the phrase, prophesy from the Lord. For people are using it to give authority to their own ideas, turning upside down the words of our God and living God, the Lord of Heaven's armies. This is what you should say to the prophets. What is the Lord's answer or what is the Lord saying? But suppose they respond, this is a prophecy from the Lord. Then you should say, this is what the Lord says. Because if you use this phrase, prophesy from the Lord, even though I warned you not to use it, I will forget you completely. I will expel you from my presence along with the city that I gave you and your ancestors, and I'll make you an object of ridicule, and your name will be infamous throughout the ages. Wow, sounds like a lot of prophets we know today, not mentioning any names. But if you know, you know. You know, you know. I appreciate every single one of you being here, real talk, even though, yeah, there are a lot of false prophets out there. I appreciate everyone being here. Make sure that you support the channel on screen. Links are also in the comments. And as always, we are live every single day, and I need to get my freezer fixed. We just got a brand new fridge and freezer. We've had ours for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and it was not cheap, and the freezer's already messing up, and, like, water's frozen in the bottom. So, yeah, not fun. We got it 2 weeks ago. So I was on the phone for an hour today trying to get a repair person, warranty, this, and this. So that's why they're blowing up my phone now, to try to confirm this appointment. So I got to call them back. But anyway, you know what I realized today? I think I'm getting better at reading. I mean, shouldn't I get better at reading after hours? What are we like? We have to be at least like 45 hours into this, right? Mama Goodwin said 62% complete. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I feel like I'm getting better at reading, or I'm not getting better at reading. It's just easier now because it's not a million names all the time. So one or the other. But I do feel like I'm getting better at reading. But I'm reading a lot. So I just need to keep remembering to read those little, they're not called subtitles, but I don't know what they're called. I need to read them though. Love being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Practice makes perfect. I'm getting better. You know, I'm getting better. All right. I love you guys. Also, make sure you get the book on Amazon. And by the way, let me check it right now so I can confirm this and show you. But this is amazing. Thanks to you guys. Let me make sure. We were number one yesterday again. So we were number one. And we came out in November. And the fact that we're number one. Oh, yeah. We are number one still. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Hold on. Let me show you guys this. Let me show you guys this. This is not my doing. This is all you guys supporting. All right. Look at this. You guys ready? So we have a bestseller. We got the bestseller logo from Amazon. Bestseller in Pentecostal and Charismatic Christianity. You ready for this? Hold on. Let me show you this. This is awesome. Praise the Lord. Okay. I'm going to the bestsellers in Pentecostal and Charismatic Christianity. Oh, is that your boy? Is that your boy at number one right there? Oh, yeah. You like that? Number one. Let's go. So thank you, guys. And the book's only $12 right now on Amazon. 200 pages. It's not a small book. It's a pretty fast read, but it's not a small book. It's 200 pages. And we are back at number one. Praise the Lord. Which is really, really cool. So anyways, I appreciate your guys' support. It's been awesome what God is doing. I have some dates to announce. Not yet, though. But yeah, I don't have any dates to announce yet. But I do have some dates coming soon. I will be in Texas later in the year in Dallas. I just confirmed that yesterday. I will be in Georgia again in October. And I will be in Arizona again at the end of the year. And I will be at the Breakers Conference in Chicago again. So we have dates come in. I'll be locally as well soon. So just stay posted. I love you guys. I'm going to get off here because, I got to get my freezer fixed. So I'm going to call them, get that worked out. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I love you all so much. Thank you guys for being in the chat. I do read your comments. Why do you think I'm so distracted while I'm reading? If you wonder why I miss my place, because I'm reading your guys' comments. But I will be live again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. All right? We'll be live again. Should I just do like a dark version where I'm just... do it like this, dark. All right. We will be live again. Appreciate you all. Some of you are getting scared. Don't be scared. Appreciate you guys, and I will see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Salute in the dark.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.